picking those ones in the tree up there, about four. Through my binoculars.
Happen to do something. Well, I'm down here at the river today. Yep, Josephine wants to see some eagles. So, I guess I'll let her walk down. And let's go over here and we'll sit down and talk while she's gone. Yeah, this old stump. Big old stump. But, yeah, we can watch this thing. Dogs all over the place. Come on.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Kind of cool down here on the river today. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, you guys. Yeah, we're down here on the river today. We got eagles flying everywhere. Josephine had to come see the eagles, which is good. When it gets cold like this and the eagles are traveling through, a bunch of juveniles and the river's up pretty high. Most of you know the water's been coming over the dam, Watery River Dam, for, I don't know, a week and a half now. They had to stop work on the flood control bladder that goes on top of it. But since the water's coming over the top, I guess this is going to prevent it. You see people on the Watery Lake page, Facebook page, talking about how high the water is and boats floating away and that kind of thing. And I tend to think, well, if they put that bladder on top and that holds back more water, and let's say it goes up to 105 or 106 or something like that, how many of these houses are going to be in the water? Docks underwater, and you know, those guys with those things that lift their boats up and all, boats floating away and that kind of thing. Just kind of doesn't make sense. I don't know. Maybe you guys could tell me why that makes sense. But it's kind of pretty today. And now, when everybody's reflecting back at what happened in 2023, and some of the crazy things that happened. There's a flow dog. Hey, flow dog. She's having fun out here. But when I look back at 2023, in particular Kershaw County, I see nothing but a disaster. We got that, what is it, $6 million Woodward Park scam shoved down our throat. We got Chairman Katie Gwynn came into office, and oh boy, she's going to do all these wonderful things. And all that went to crap. We got the man of the people, Jimmy Jones. Oh, I fought for transparency and I fought for freedom of speech this whole time, but Suddenly, I'm not for freedom of speech anymore because we need to be efficient. You know, the thing we need to do for the people, we the people, is do the people's business in an efficient manner and not listen to the people. We got to restrict the people what they say because we need to be efficient at the people's work. And so the people ought to just speak about things that we can control, because the rest doesn't matter to county council. Even the stuff that they can control doesn't much matter to them, but, you know, what the hell. What's the new year? How many people died suddenly? How many people do you know just, you know, up and died for some reason? I know a number of them. You know, different things, heart attacks, turbo cancers, and those kind of things. You know, we think about those that we've lost. Look at what we've lost over the last 3 years, going on 4 years now. Remember 2020? And the corona's coming. Remember what county council did. Remember what the state did. Remember what the federal government did. You know, go home. Stay locked up. 2 weeks, flatten the curve. You don't need to wear a mask. Oh, you need to wear a mask. You got to stay 6 foot apart. Remember all that? Remember, you know, you just take the shot. It's safe and effective. It'll stop you from getting it. Oh, great day. Stop you from transmitting it. Oh, great day. Well, no, it'll lessen your symptoms. And yeah, you can transmit it, and yeah, you can get it, but take a booster. How many of y'all took the booster? The lies and lies and more lies that they tell you. The sun's really shining today. Beautiful out here. But people don't seem to. It's like they got a short memory. Like they don't even know their history from 6 months ago, much less a year or 10 years or 100 years. Kind of interesting. Is that on purpose? Did they dumb us down on purpose? What do you think? Put that in the comments. You think the school system was meant to elevate you, to make society better, make everybody smarter? Or do you think that it was designed, purposely manifested to dumb us all down? Look around. Look at her. Go to your local Walmart and see what the hell you see. Some of the dumbest people you ever met in your entire life are all around you. You know, you still see occasionally, more often than you should, people wearing that damn face diaper. You know, when I was at a little birthday party for my 88-year-old father, and talking about the old shots. And they looked at me like deer in headlights when I said it's causing more problems than it was there to cure. And that the owners are getting ready to cull and are already culling the human population. And the deer in the headlights look. Even though through that look, you could tell that somewhere down in there, they knew I was telling the truth. But most people don't want to admit it. I understand that, and it's hard to admit fault. I mean, I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. But one of the critical things is to admit to your mistakes so that you can correct them in the future. A lot of these people, you know, they took the two shots and They might have got one booster or not, or two boosters and three boosters, but the more boosters they get, the maybe it's the smarter they get. At some point, when do you say no? Well, it's kind of like paying these damn taxes and everything, right? When is enough enough? When are they going to take enough from you to where you're going to say no? Well, people think, you know, that's a stupid question, but if the schools are meant to dumb you down, then they damn sure got you dumb enough to believe it's proper and right for the government to steal from you, to give to others, to enrich themselves, and make any kind of law, any kind of which way they want to, and you'll obey. Who gives them the right to do that? They say, we the people. Well, what the hell does that mean? I never signed any contract. Did you sign a contract with them? The state is nothing but a mafia masquerading as a, you know, a little, oh, we're going to do you good. These are all, these laws and all, they're only for your own good, and you guys elected us, see? Because y'all elected us, that means we know better than you how to run your damn life. And that's why county council, all the people and politicians in state house or your county or your little, even your little township, they think they're know-it-alls. They think they know, you know, how to make society better and all. Well, it's about more rule, more regulation, and more damn taxes. So look forward to 2024, where we're going to have more of all. Look forward to higher inflation rates as the financial crisis continues. And the bond market continues. Look for them to try to plug the gap by lowering rates and keeping the housing bubble booming. Look for people to max out their credit cards, max out their any kind of credit that they have just to survive. Look for things to get worse. The only way they're going to get better is if the individual, each of us, say, no, no more. As the Germans would say, nix mehr, das Scheiße. No more of this shit. It's my hope that in 2024, more people will find their voices, as they did in 2023. You see a lot more people criticizing what the government is doing and realizing that the state is evil, not good. My hope that more people will find it out, figure it out, and speak out. It's my hope that you'll find your voice and you'll start speaking out and others will follow. I expect that all of us that speak out will get more and more attacks. Remember, if you're not getting any flack, you're not over the target. At the Liberty Report, we've been over the target multiple and multiple times, holding these people accountable. This time, as we start a new year, Jimmy Jones is coming for free speech at County Council. Backed by Katie Gwynn. Looks like the rest of them are kind of wishy-washy about it. Well, I think we ought to cut it back from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. But I don't see where the germane thing is. I don't want other people deciding germaneness. And they're just tiptoeing around it. Will they change things? Yeah, probably so. Because they have no other defense than to silence those speaking truth to them. They can't defend themselves with more speech because they'll be lying yet again. And so the best thing to do is silence the people speaking out. And that's what we'll probably see. January 9th, at the county administrative office, the government center is what they call it, January 9th, 6 p.m. Be kind of interesting to watch. But what are your resolutions for this year? Are you going to continue to remain silent? You're going to continue to be an obedient little slave on the plantation of slave land here, or not? That's the question. I don't know. I'll leave you guys with this. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to question everything. Question everything that they tell you. If the last 4 years hadn't taught you anything, it's that the government lies, and they lie all the time. Be critical of them. Think for yourself. Investigate. Do your own homework. And come to your own conclusions. Oh, what do you hope? Put your comment down below. Tell me what you hope. What do you see? Am I right? Wrong? Indifferent? Like to hear from you. Anyway, we'll finish our walk on the river. Until next time, boys and girls. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?